ہر بار پہنچا One halakha and the laws of Shabbat and the laws of Sevi'ah. One of the melakot on Shabbat was Sevi'ah. One is not allowed to paint or dye or color something on Shabbat. Sometimes it's asur de'oraita, when it's mitkayem, when it's permanent. Other times it's asur midrabbanan if it's not permanent. The question that we have today is brought down in the Menuchat Ahava in Chelek Gimal, Perek Yud Gimal. Over there he has a case where a person is coloring water. The case is where sometimes in the Beit HaKiseh, in the toilet, they place in the tank like a coloring agent that colors the water. Every time you flush, so it releases some of the blue dye, whatever color it is, and it causes the water in the tank to become a blue or a different color. As a result, this might be a question of dying on Shabbat. The Menuchat Ahava first establishes that at worst it will be Issur d'Rabbanan. He holds that it's not going to stay this way. Obviously, it's going to change colors, obviously, over the usage. Problem is, but you are turning the white water by flushing pulling the handle, you're turning it a different color. So he has different reasons to be Mekel. One of the reasons he says is it's not Nikah. Because assuming that there's blue water already in the tank from before Shabbat, so when the person flushes, so it's just mixing new blue water with the old blue water, and you don't see it because it's in the tank, and you're not mitkaven for it, and it could be a gerama, and it's holech you know the ibud's not mitkayem. So with those kulot that he wants to say that as long as you put the dye before Shabbat, it'll be visible to flush such a Flush an item on Shabbat. That's one halakha and soveya. So it comes out that it is mutar. However, Shulchan Aruch is osir, a case of somebody that ate, let's say, berries or something that has a color on it, a fruit, to take a cloth napkin or mappa and to wipe one's face or hands with it. Because that is considered soveya. You're putting the dye or the coloring on the mappa. He says, Yesh bizahir. Kamaraya says that this is the opinion of the Yireim. It's not brought down by too many other rabbis, but since Maran didn't bring it down, Kamaraya says Tov Lahmir, that when a person has these things, it's better to take water and let him clean his hands with the water first, then he can take the cloth and then wipe his hands. But Mishnah Berurah concedes that if the person has no choice, it is be permissible. Hida also says that when Maran says Yesh li zahir, it doesn't mean it's asur from the law, it's stop lahmir. But of course, if a person has no choice, his face is dirty, there's no water, whatever it may be, for sure it would be permissible to wash his, to clean his face. That's where Ibn Khattaba comes out as well. When he writes in the halakha, Ha'ochel b'shabat tutim moshan perot ha'sov'in. Zarik l'zahir shelo yikane yachpiv v'yadab b'mapa. משום שצובע את המפה בצבע הפירות שבפיו ובידיו. לפי כך, ילחץ פיו בידיו במים תחילה, ויעביר צבע הפירות מהם, ועל כך יקנחם במפה. ומה שנצפעים בידיו הוא פיו בשעת אכילת פירות. There is no concern the fact that his hands are getting colored and his face is getting colored. How come we're not gozer on Sibiyah in such a case? By fruit, the fact that it's going on your body. ומשום שאין איסור סביעה מן התורה בגוף האדם. But again, the two halakhot that we come out is, well, it's mutar to place this dyeing agent into the back of the tank of the toilet before Shabbat and use it on Shabbat. However, one should be mahmir when he's eating things like that, of the fruits that Shulchan Aruch talks about, to clean his face first and then he'd be able to dry. Otherwise, if there's no choice, he can be mekir.